For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Joan Ball joining us. Joan Ball is with Royal LePage Triland Realty, handling all of your real estate inquiries, problems, questions. Give us a call, 519-643-1290. You can text in 101290, standard rate supply. If you look for more information on Joan, you can find that at joanball.com. How are you, Joan?
I'm doing just fine, and I love that sunshine.
I was just going to say, it's kind of the payoff. I know Nick has been talking about wanting the cold weather to come back for a while.
No.
The good news is, I will take sunshine like this with, what are we at, about 1 or 2 degrees,
yeah,
I think.
No, this is okay.
I'll take this.
I can take this.
Yeah.
I do remember one year, I was really so thrilled because we had no snow until Christmas Eve, and then it snowed on Christmas Eve, and it was wonderful.
I kind of remember that, too. That wasn't that long ago at
all.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Now, you're you used to be, I know you used to be a little bit of a ski bunny that used to go quite a bit to the slopes.
I haven't in a few years, but I'm planning to get out there again this year.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, I have a couple of friends going, come on, let's go, get it going. Yeah.
I would do it for the hot chocolate.
Yes, of course.
The exercise.
Or the bunnies on the hill.
The exercise and the sore legs that come afterwards, they can stay.
Yeah, they can stay.
I'm married now. I'm not even allowed
to.
I'm not even allowed to go for the girls anymore. Yeah, it's kind of a shame. Skiing is really taking a downhill, pardon the pun. I want to ask you a question, though, as we are looking to the winter months, because I know, for example, that you've been fairly busy still over the last little while.
Absolutely.
There are going to be some people that are looking for pools. And part of the problem is, hopefully, by now, the pools will have been closed down. And it's interesting, we got an email from Bobby saying, I'm putting in an offer with a house with a pool, but the pool's been closed for winter. So how do I know that there's no problem with the pool? And that's probably a big concern for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And you know what, Bobby? You don't.
So,
just say that up front. You don't. But you do have your agent write it in. This is part of the whole thing that really validates agents and what all the schooling that we went through and what we know to do and what we know to put in an offer to protect Bobby. And part of it is certainly putting in a clause and that will cover him as far as the seller warranting the pool and all its equipment and related details being in good working order. However, to take it a further step, sometimes we'll write into an offer that the pool will be professionally opened. If it hasn't yet been closed or it's about to be, you can actually ask the seller to professionally close it and remedy and provide a report.
So, this would be towards the end of August, early September sales or something like
that. Exactly. Yeah. But once it's been closed, you can insist that it's professionally opened. You can even maybe specify the company you want to use and that the seller would be responsible for any deficiencies or issues related to the pool and not working effectively. Now, I've even gone to the extent to have sellers at the pool opening.
Really?
Yes. And, and basically they're on the hook if something's wrong when the pool's open. So you really have to...
And of course, the seller's defense is, how do I know what's going to happen the next couple of months?
Well, the seller needs to have closed the pool effectively. Mm. And, it really is all about how you frame it within the legal body, the body of a legal document.
Sure.
So you can do whatever you want as long as all parties agree to it.
Now, what happens if... maybe not in the case of the pool, although an above ground pool maybe that somebody doesn't want, or a hot tub, for example, that somebody doesn't want.
Right.
Can you put in your offer, take that away with you, by the way?
Yes.
You can.
Absolutely. Seen it many times, done it many times. Absolutely.
That's got to be kind of a pain in the neck from the seller's side.
Sure, but if the buyer isn't wanting to take on that pain in the neck, then that's really part of the negotiations. Part of negotiations is really getting a meeting of the minds so that all parties agree to what's going to happen. And as detailed as it can possibly be is always best. So don't leave anything up to guesswork. Even sheds. I put sheds, even though they're on a concrete foundation, they might be screwed down. I'm still going to put the shed.
I don't know where my mind was, but when you started with I was panicked. And then when you said shed, I was much more relieved, Joan.
Yeah.
I don't know where, I don't know why I thought you were going to go rogue on me, but for some reason that was in my mind. But I mean, those are all the things, and we often see the ads now, why real estate agents matter, is a lot of times when it's just kind of a personal buy, mm-hmm. we don't know necessarily what's in the other person's mind that we want to make sure, okay, here's what where I'm coming from. I need to make sure this is all on a contract. Here's where you're coming from. I want to make sure that's in a contract. And then the negotiation process alone, it can get a little bit fierce and ugly if there's not a mediator in there trying to explain
Absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely. Because what you have to realize is that quite often individuals will take it personally. And so a seller who's put all this time and energy or raised their four kids there and, you know, grandma died in the house or whatever it is, you know, they take that really personally. So if someone is trying to negotiate from a dollar perspective, they're going to perhaps take offense to, well, we don't really like the kitchen, it's not our taste, you know, or we don't like this or that or the other thing, or we do like this and this. And, you know, so when you're negotiating from a point as an individual, for example, in a private sale, you know, you don't know what not to say and you don't know what to say.
Sure, of course.
You know,
great
to
point.
Make it work.
Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty. JoanBall.com is the website. If you want to get a hold of her, you can give her a call at 519-672-9880. We've got a question that's just come in from Peter. We'll ask about that. We've got some questions as well about country property buying that we'll pose to Joan. All of that's coming up as we continue Ask the Experts. Again, if you want to get your texts in, 10-1290, standard rate supply, 519-643-1290. This is News Talk 1290, CJBK.
London has a radio station that plays none of your favorite songs.
Excuse me.
We're too busy talking about real life.
You know, they talk about the news.
News Talk 1290 has traffic and weather updates, news from CTV News, and the most entertaining talk in town, live and interactive. It's about where you live, what you do, and what matters most. Find us right now on the AM dial, set a button, and keep coming back. Your home for the best in reality radio. News Talk 1290, CJBK. This is Ask the Experts, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290, CJBK. I was just sharing kind of a funny story with Joan that while I was at church, we were playing around with somebody that I had met a few times through church basketball, and her name was Lena, and we started talking, and she said, oh, geez, you know, what school does Patrick go to? And I said, oh, he goes to this school. Oh, I used to live right around this corner from there. I said, oh, yeah, what was the street? And she said, the street? I said, oh, that's what we, what my husband used to own and gave our house address. And we bought the house from you. Oh, okay, gotcha. Right.
Small world, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, you must, it's kind of cool from your perspective, because I'm sure you hear those stories all the time.
Oh, yeah,
or even some sellers and buyers, they end up having these really nice relationships afterwards as well.
Well, yeah, actually, it does happen from time to time. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's funny because, you know, there is one individual years ago I used to deal with through the nonprofit sector, and only over the phone, and met years later. And it wasn't until about 5 years after we had dealt with each other one-on-one through another organization that we actually put two and two together and realized that we were these people over here, because we just always called
each other
by our first names. And we never actually, you know, sort of, I never even knew his last name until, so it just, it's funny.
Yeah, I love it. Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty, and joanball.com is her website, 519-672-9880. I want to go to a text that's just come in at 10-12-90 from Peter saying, hi, Joan, how easy is it to buy a lot so I can build a house by myself?
Yeah. You know, we had this question a couple of weeks ago, and I think, Peter, the one thing you have to recognize is it's one thing to buy a lot, unless you're a very experienced contractor or you have some experience in that field, as a developer or whatever, you know, you're going to run into all sorts of things that you need an expert on. So you're going to have to bring the services into the property. You know, you may have to find someone to build the property that's reputable and responsible and will be there for you. Most of the builders are pretty busy.
Right.
So
yeah.
Finding one that's going to do that for you on your lot when he or she has lots of their own
right.
that they're trying to market and get sold to the general public, it may be a stretch. In a really slow market, it's not so bad. You can certainly be able to perhaps coerce a builder to see it your way and maybe come over. But in a busy market like this, I think that there's more hurdles than there are benefits, perhaps. So if you pick up the lot, maybe hang around until the market turns around, if it does. I'm hoping it never does, but
right.
I
what I find amazing is the difference in pricing in Canada, where right. where we still we never really kind of went through the same crisis, although we had a little bit of a little bit of a difficulty that the United States did. I just opened up a Facebook post from a friend of mine who is out in Bowling Green, Kentucky,
right?
Who sent me said you would not believe the price of houses here.
Yes, and I just got back from Dallas, Texas, and the price of houses there because there's so much land is just incredible.
She sent me a Lakeview Drive lot mm-hmm. with a dock already built in and 1.63 acres. $54,000 is the asking.
Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
that insane?
Yeah,
I can't believe it. What is it that keeps the Canadian side kind of up and the American side going down as fast? Is
okay.
there any recipe for it?
So you have to remember that it may not be going down further. It may just be that it went down so far.
Gotcha.
Okay. Because there are many communities in the United States that are really recovering relatively well. However, their real estate suffered so drastically. Vegas is a good example. Vegas, at one point, there were 10,000 people a month leaving Vegas at one snapshot in time a few years ago. So when you take those numbers, you know, it's you're going to have properties that they've got to get rid of or they've got to sell or they've, you know, there's many communities in the United States. In Texas, it was a little different. There's so much land there. There's some beautiful houses. I looked at a few that were, say, 2,400 square feet, pool, really nicely done in a very nice neighborhood, maybe for $220,000.
Really?
Yeah, and double car garage, you know,
right.
just very nicely, cathedral ceilings, new kitchens. Yeah, 220, 230.
Wow.
Yeah, very.
Is that kind of like a hobby of yours? Like, do you like to go into different areas and just kind of price check, I guess, for lack
of
a better word?
Of course. It really is interesting. That's the number one thing I probably like to find out about in most communities is
there's different television shows, for example, mm-hmm. on the DIY network or whatever,
right.
where they go house hunters in the Cayman Islands
right.
or house hunters in whatever. Even in the United States where it's close, but you're looking at totally different laws. What do we need to keep in mind if we are looking at buying a summer home or a winter home in another country?
Well, I think there's, you know, for example, recently I was talking to somebody about Costa Rica. So you do have to know some of the restrictions, even if you have a waterfront property. You don't own all that waterfront. So, you know, every community, every country is going to have different specifics related to property ownership. United States, you may be paying different taxes. You know, there may be different aspects there. So you do have to have someone who's experienced in those areas. I always advocate, even for myself, if I'm looking in another area or want to find out information, I'm going to approach a realtor mm-hmm. because they're the ones who have the information. They're the ones who are going to know the lawyers who are going to be able to walk you through that information. And, you know, it's really a preventative measure. So make sure you do your homework and just study what are the specifics requirements within that country.
Great question from Peter regarding building a house by himself. We do want to get to the specifics of country property buying. We'll talk about that as we continue Ask the Experts. Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty, joanball.com is the website, 519-672-9880. This is Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
All at the same time.
Turn us on.
Now give me the details.
First thing in the morning. News, traffic and weather,
and so much more.
First Thing with Mike Stubbs and Lisa Brandt. Weekday mornings on News Talk 1290.
CJBK.
Sounds great, right?
Yeah!
This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
1251 at News Talk 1290, CJBK, as we have Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Tryland Realty. JoanBall.com is the website, 519-672-9880. I want to talk about country property.
Mm-hmm.
Country property, especially in London. It was interesting having somebody in just before you who described London, I thought, very accurately as saying it's a city community surrounded by rural area.
Yes.
And it's funny because that was one of the things that I first fell in love with London, is if I needed to get out of the city, mm-hmm. I could ride my bike into mm-hmm. country living. And I thought that was really incredible. Are you finding that there is a little bit of a draw moving outside of the city towards
Absolutely.
The country?
Absolutely. And I think that, the interest for people just to have that. And here's why, I think. Years ago, we used to go to the cottage, mm-hmm. or we used to go to camp, or whatever. And it all got so expensive that there's a segment of the population that can afford that. But the majority of us generally can't.
Right.
So individuals started to look at, well, why can't we have it in both? Why can't we have something that's sort of got a bit of a country feel to it, so it feels like more of a cottage, but it's our home too? So you started to see individuals, really sort of graduating a little bit out of the city and wanting that peace and quiet. And I think as we get busier too, people are just recognizing the need to shut down once in a while
and
turn it off. And so we really, there's some beautiful properties on the outskirts of London. In the surrounding area, there's some.
I know Kamoka has started kind of to build up.
Absolutely, yes.
And I know even
out near Delaware, out towards Delaware.
Even just going north, I know Lucan has started kind of some bigger
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. And so, Dorchester sort of the real interest to go to Dorchester and Ilderton and all that was really just, we want to have this country feel, and so it really became very popular. If you're talking totally rural property, there are some things that you really need to know about. Do you know anything about rural properties? Do you know about septic? Do you know about wells? Do you know about if there's a little bit of land?
Those are lessons you will have to learn.
Yes, absolutely.
Whether you learn them before or after.
And if there's land, are you farming it? Are you renting it out to a farmer? What kind of soil is it? What's the fields? Are they tiled? Just knowing some of the details, and there's a lot to know. You really need to do your research. So it's not always just about getting a city property, but it's on a rural setting because it's a bit different. There's just those things to take into consideration. Do your research, as I always say. Do your research first.
The more that I talk to you, and every week, every other week when you come in, I have these epiphany moments of somebody tries to do this without a real estate agent. Why would they even try?
Yeah. Well, what was the show years ago where they came from the city with Eva Gabor and Green Acres.
Oh, Green Acres. Okay, right. Yeah. It's the place to be.
There have been people who have done that.
Right. Yeah. I just every time I speak to you, it just scares me a little bit more to think that somebody's just trying to, I'll save a couple percentage dollars on this and that. Yeah. And I said, you probably are going to end up paying it back.
And there's no doubt about it. Some people have been fine and it's worked for them. Some people, it's a nightmare and they will always regret it. And I have many clients. I have actually many clients who bought or sold privately and then came to me. And I didn't know them before that. And they are my most loyal clients. It's amazing, And in retrospect, they're sort of going, what did we do?
It may not even be the sexiest thing that somebody thinks of having a real estate agent for. But when you sit down with somebody that's gone through that experience and you want to say, yeah, I could have helped you with that, what do you find is the number one thing that you end up reminding people? You're right, you can do this on your own, but with a real estate agent, I can make sure.
Well, I think that number one, if they're a seller, that all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted, and that they understand what disclosure is, that the purchaser is not going to be coming back on them after the sale, that we're getting top dollar. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's a big one. I actually, I had one client about 2 years ago who was trying to sell their house privately. And they had bought the house from me. So they were trying to sell the house privately. And their price, it was interesting. I didn't say anything to them, but their price was kind of where I probably would have put it. After about 6 months, they didn't sell it. They called me. We did get Gloria in. We did a few things. We took about 2 months to attend to some of those things that really needed attention. We put it back on the property, on the market, and we put it on the market at a bit higher. And we ended up having 5 offers, and we got $20,000 over that.
Wow.
So, you know, it just, that does happen. That's realistically, that does happen.
Wow. It's incredible insight because, like I said, you're unfortunately so good at your job, you make it look too easy.
Yeah,
that's
the whole idea.
I think that's part of the problem as well. Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Tryland Realty. Joan, I'll let you get outside. You have your scarf. You have your big winter coat. Go for a walk before you go to the office, okay?
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, just right across the road over at the Westminster Ponds. Just go for a quick hike. You'll explain the muddy boots later on,
okay.
I promise.
Thanks.
But thank you very much for coming
thank
in
you.
And sharing the insight.
Have a great weekend.
Royal LePage, Tryland Realty. JoanBall.com is the website, 519-672-9880. This has been Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe.